One. What's up, everybody? Season's finally over. You know why I'm excited. You know I'm excited. We'll get to it. It's just smiling, feeling excited about the NBA Finals and what it brought. The Denver Nuggets, congratulate. That's what I want to start off with first. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets for their championship. To Mike Malone, Jokic, Murray, Aaron Gordon, KCP, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, Felice, one of
DeAndre Jordan,
Felice's,
Reggie Jackson. Yep.
Felice's favorite players in the league, DeAndre Jordan, if y'all didn't know. And
He
congratulations to those
really won a
guys.
ring. He won a ring before Blake and CP. That's crazy.
What's crazy
You
about
see
that?
that?
He's
That's
better
just
than
what happens
both.
when you're a good guy. He's a good
Yeah.
guy. Everybody loves
You
him.
like
So
playing with him.
exactly. So congrats to the city of Denver. First, I love seeing first time champs. Especially when at home. It's a special atmosphere yesterday. And then obviously I think it was their first finals ever, so they've went one for one so far in their history. Thanks to a guy who, quite frankly, nobody thought would be this good, except for one guy. Maybe a couple guys thought he'd be good, I'm not gonna lie, but yeah. So the story of this playoffs was, if you're a second round pick, undrafted, whatever it may be, work on your game, don't give up. Maybe you'll be in the situation Jokic is in. You never know. All right. Anyway, how y'all feeling, man, after that series?
I mean, it was all right. It was all right series. It was all right finals. I thought that last game was really good, and game two was really good. So at least we had two good games, but
I mean,
overall it
game
was
three
kind
was
of
good. There was game four. There was a game that went down to why? Was it 4 or 3? I can't remember.
no, 3 and 4 were blowouts, weren't they?
Five
Yeah.
went
There's
down
one
to
to
where
the
Miami.
wire.
No, there's one where Miami came back. It was it game four,
I think it
and
was
they
game
cut it
two.
short. It
Game
was game
four was a
two.
blowout.
Well,
Game
no,
four,
there.
they came back, like they cut it to four, but then my Denver got it back up to like 15.
Nuggets pulled away in the second half of both game 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just there. Denver was, as I think most people expected, it was there's a significant gap between these two teams, pretty obviously.
It's a one seed and an eight seed, so yeah, obviously.
Fake 8 seed at that. Jesus Christ, yo.
Oh,
does that even
man.
mean? A fake AC? What does
Bro,
that mean?
they performed at a fake level for the entirety of the playoffs until the finals.
They did have a fake,
So,
what was it?
especially
Bro.
the Bucks series. I mean, Jesus Christ, bro. If I was a Bucks fan, I'd be fucking livid.
I mean, when your superstar can't
I've
make
seen
free
Jrue
throws,
Holiday threats on Twitter because
they
he was
shouldn't be there.
horrible in that series.
Jrue said there's nothing I can do about Jimmy, but here
Yeah,
come who was
he's
guarding
about
him?
to like fucking retire in the next
Aaron
like 3 years.
Aaron Gordon
Oh
looked
yeah, I
Jimmy in
saw
the eye.
that.
Just saying. Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown. They didn't
MPJ.
seem shook up. Yeah, they didn't seem shook up like
MPJ,
Jrue Holiday
nice side.
was. So right, what was your biggest takeaway? This time I'll do it for both teams because this is it. This is the final series. This is the last time we get to talk actual basketball until FIBA comes around. I think there's a World Cup in September.
We don't want to see this.
I'm
I
tuning
am
in.
not watching that
I'm
shit.
tuning in. I'm hearing Anthony
He
Edwards, the star of the US team. I'm being there. So
said, "Fever, I'm crying." Mikal
I am not watching that
Bridges.
shit.
Hey,
Yeah,
Mikal
I'll
Bridges
be
is
there.
part of the team.
How would you be? Cat representing your nation, Felice.
Bro, doesn't it
Yeah.
happen for another year, by the way?
No.
Yeah.
There is FIBA this year, and then there's the Olympics next year.
And it's actual
Austin
Olympics. Reeves is on it. Let's be serious.
Okay, so is Anthony
Good
Edwards.
player.
That's enough for me.
Okay, bad player.
Whoa. What?
I'll be watching baseball or some shit, bro. I'm not watching. There's nothing on in the summer for basketball. I'm not watching the summer league, bro. It's just not entertaining.
I mean, you should be. No disrespect to your
Now, I
team,
was
but
going
you
to
should
say,
be. You should be.
what the fuck am I going to be watching in the summer league?
Bro, he's
What do
going
you
to
mean?
watch Anthony Black highlights,
Jabari Smith
whatever.
and Avan Thompson.
Yeah,
What do you mean? Yeah, right. Am I not right?
Dumb rims better be screwed on tight.
He gonna be watching Anthony Black and tie-dye Washington do,
Anthony
I don't know,
Black
in
is
summer league.
crazy.
I
Anthony
don't know who
Black is
Anthony
actually
Black
insane.
is.
He's like a higher rated prospect, but he's not going fourth, so I don't know why he's up
He
here.
sucks.
I heard rumors he might go.
Some people do think that. Some people do think that.
I hope we don't take. I hope we take Cason Wallace.
Aza, we'll save your. What
you know that ain't happening.
For, y'all talking about suck Azad.
Monday, Aza, we'll speak about this or Tuesdays. Biggest takeaway from either team from this final, both on the court, and then going into the summer as both teams go into the summer.
The Miami Heat lack serious perimeter creation. I mean, Jesus Christ, bro. Oh, yeah, they should probably move Bam to power forward.
I mean, I've been saying that for years. Like, Bam had an incredible finals. But
he was good.
There's so much.
He was good. I wouldn't say incredible. But, yeah.
Okay, he was really good. But for how he was playing, he was incredible, like, in this other series. But, yeah, they need like, a rim protector or someone. A perfect guy would be, like, a guy like Brook Lopez, but that's – basically
that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening, but a player like that would be perfect on this team. But yeah, they need to move Bam to the four, but I've been saying that for years and it hasn't happened. So
right, didn't when they made it to the finals, weren't they playing like fucking Kelly Olynyk or was it Myers Leonard? I forget which one of the two it was. Weren't they playing one of those guys at center for like the majority of the regular season?
I think it was Olynyk.
It might have been Olynyk. I truly can't remember. It was one of those white fucks.
I forgot. Yeah, Miles Leonard was playing quality minutes on that team.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Shocker! You'll see the worst players in the NBA play quality minutes for the Miami.
I mean,
Cody Zeller,
Max Strus.
Hey, Cody Zeller was cooking. Yeah, like 2 minutes and he cooked. I'm not even gonna lie. There was one game where he was. Was it game two, the fourth quarter? There was a game they cooked. I don't know what it was. And then obviously Kevin Love had a good quarter too.
I just know that Jokic was seeing a free buffet down there every possession.
Bro, Kevin Love couldn't move on a fucking basketball court. I see this motherfucker protecting the rim like fucking prime Rudy Gobert. I'm like, you got it.
That was insane.
You definitely got it.
Pat Riley. I don't know what it is, man. He be and spoke. I want to know. I know it doesn't matter. I want to know that video that Bam was talking about. That 15-minute video. God. Because Spo didn't want to answer it, and he looked scared when Bam mentioned it. So what's going on here, man?
What video?
It's like at the end of the Eastern Conference, when the Game 7, Bam said Coach played us a 15-minute tape. I shouldn't say tape. Video of that hyped us up. And then Spo looked concerned when he mentioned it. And then when Ernie pressed him about it, he didn't want to answer. So I'm just saying, I want to know what was on those tapes. Listen, we could put behind Ja Wick's suspension for now. I want Adam Silver
to investigate. Ja Wick is insane. You got it.
I want Adam Silver to investigate this video. That's what I'm more interested in. Something, some dark arts is going on in Miami.
Clearly.
So I just need the video. Please, Spo, just release it to the world. Maybe you'll hype me up. Make me be better.
It might be the air, man. It's spreading over to some of the other teams in Miami.
Yo, they lost. Didn't the Panthers lose?
They made it to the fucking Stanley Cup final.
I mean, impressive, but you know.
That's the point.
But guess what?
That air ain't spreading over to wherever the fuck the Dolphins play, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Or Hard Rock Stadium.
Well, hey, you speak of, they get Dalvin Cook, man. But I don't want to get too distracted. I'll just say it. Say? All right. So Felice said they need better perimeter creation. I heard Bam get moved to the four. Certainly those two things would help because Caleb Martin decided to kind of go back into Charlotte, Caleb Martin, in the finals.
Yeah, whatever the fuck he did against the Celtics is, I don't know what that was. That was out of body, like.
Duncan Robinson did continue his shooting, though. I'm not going to lie. Duncan Robinson kept.
Bro, Duncan Robinson is fucking hilarious. I saw him back cutting way too many times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That game
was very, very, very funny stuff.
It would have got swept if it wasn't for Duncan Robinson. Gabe Vincent was decent until like
he wasn't that good. Nah, he was pretty trash.
No, game three is when he really fell off. But the first two, three games, he was decent.
Until he was good in game one.
And game two. About game two. Again, you just look at this team. It's just not outside. And then Jimmy Butler, I think it should be obvious to the he's been trash since the first round, really. So he has been nowhere near his level since the first round. I mean, I shouldn't even say the first round isn't even his typical level. But when your best player doesn't show up and is completely locked down.
Bro, being passive as shit too. Like,
Yeah, they're
nah,
not
for
winning.
real. He passed
Yeah.
out. He drove to the rim, literally.
And they just get you had the recipe. If you're Jimmy Butler with the whistle he has, you literally just have to keep going and put your head down.
It's the best whistle in the NBA, probably.
And then
Yeah.
he just
I
didn't
mean,
do it enough.
Jesus.
So,
Biggest whistle in the NBA.
I mean, Miami attempted 30 less shots in the paint than Denver did.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You're
Yeah,
not winning games when that happens.
Jimmy was
Jimmy
just
being
indecisive.
passive, and then
Yeah.
you don't have guards that can get to the rim.
Missing all the
Oh, Duncan
shots. Their
Robinson
shooting also
decided
went
to.
missing. I'm not gonna lie. Their shooting did also go missing.
Oh, yeah, Duncan Robinson. Oh, yeah, he'll back cut and he'll do some bullshit that will magically get him to the rim. I don't know how, but it works.
I think it's just a lack
Yeah.
of respect. NBA players may not just respect them, and they get beat.
But now Jimmy was definitely indecisive. Like there were so many times where he had like Jamal Murray or Bruce Brown on him, and he had like 1-on-1, and he would get inside and he would just have to rise up and shoot over them, and he would pass it out to like Max Strus, who's like running around the court or some shit. He was just really indecisive. Like it's kind of weird, but did make sense.
I did like Miami's defense though, but I mean, everybody knew their defense was good. I don't think that was, should be a shock by any. If you watch Miami, it's their offense that came back to earth finally. Their regular season offense showed up in the finals. This is by
But
no means anything new for this Miami team, so I don't think people should be too
Nuggets,
shocked.
the Nuggets also had their best defensive series. Their defense was very good all
Yeah,
series
no.
long.
Elite, the great
Yeah.
work by Denver. Defensively, I mean, to be fair, I think they're good defensively, except for against Phoenix, they were solid defensively for the most part.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but you just had Booker hitting fucking everything for like five games.
Right, you're right. Even against the Timberwolves, they're good defensively for,
Notice
I'll
how he
say,
said five.
two out of three of those five
I mean, he
games.
wasn't good in game six. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just saying,
What? All right.
Jokic once again cemented himself as the best in the world. The easiest 30 piece I think I've ever seen in my life from a
Yeah,
big
he just
guy.
had to rise up and hook and
Bro,
just damn
Miami
low.
zone defense was just, it was just not gonna, it just wasn't gonna work against the
Not against
Nuggets.
Denver, it wasn't. Yeah, not against
Yeah.
Denver. You need a matchup with Jokic. Funny enough, I think what they're 0 for 3 all year in the postseason when Jokic scores 40 or more.
Yep.
And that
OMG.
trend continued. They lost game two, he dropped 40. And they lost. So I don't know why that is. It's such a weird phenomenon. I know people keep using this dumb terminology, and no disrespect to the reporter. What was her
Oh,
name
let
again?
Jokic be a scorer? Like, yeah,
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
and Eric Spoelstra said to the untrained eye, and it wasn't lying because they make a damn difference. They lost the next three games, and that was the end of their postseason. So it's not a matter of turning him into a. You just can't let Jokic play one on one, unless you obviously have a center that's big enough, but. Well, I guess Bam?
Most
Yeah.
teams don't.
You can't. Bam
The
Adebayo is too small.
turn Jokic into a scorer was always dumb. Like Denver's offense is just as good with Jokic scoring 40 points. It's just he's scoring more when the defense is playing bad because he's keeping them in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
when people were saying that after game two, it just didn't make sense because it was literally just Murray, Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. just not being able to hit open shots.
Yeah, the best example is game four versus Phoenix. Like their offense was fine. He had 53 points, but it was just the fact that they gave up 130. Like he was keeping them in the game by scoring. The offense is never the issue. He just is
Yeah.
more aggressive when he has to be more aggressive.
Exactly. All
I
right.
thought
Go ahead, Isaac.
Miami in this recent game, like they for like a little stretch, they helped they brought like late doubles on Jokic, which worked for like a quarter. But then I think the Nuggets, like, I think Malone figured it out because they're having a lot. Like I don't know if you remember, like Kyle Lowry would come in and kind of double
Yeah.
Jokic,
He got him a
and
couple.
he would lose the ball and or he would create a bad shot. Like that worked for a quarter, and then they just adjusted, and it was GG's after that.
A lot like when Rui was guarding Jokic, that worked for a quarter, and then how quickly that died off.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree.
right. Jalen, any takeaway from both teams on the court before we move on to what people think may
On the
happen?
court,
Yeah.
yeah. So I think that it just shows that. I think I'll be positive for Miami. I think Bam answered a lot of questions that people had about him when it comes to like his aggressiveness or his effectiveness against teams in high leverage situations. I think he answered a lot of those questions. I think that he definitely showed that he's better than Rudy Gobert. Wink, wink.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I think Bam has shown that he can be the second best player on the championship team. He played like the first best player, and they weren't not competitive for a few games in the series, and that was thanks to him because Jimmy was scratching his balls on the other side of the bench, not picking up weight. But yeah, I think that congratulations to Bam for showing that he can be a max player and a player that you can build around, not in the Dame package.
Well, they don't even have like draft picks to trade.
Yeah, no, so they're that's not another getting thing. Dame. It's just
they're not getting Dame.
They are running
back up. Best case scenario, they somehow find a way to coerce Kyrie into agreeing to a sign and trade.
Or Bradley Beal. That's about it.
I mean, wouldn't that require like at least a first round pick or two?
I mean, assuming Washington new GM is pretty good, so
yeah, we got the OKC guy. I heard he's pretty good.
Oh, you got an OKC nerd? Yeah, you know he's going to be feeding for a traffic. You know his mouth watering when he sees a first-round pick.
Apparently, we got the guy who was behind the Josh Giddey pick, so.
That's not
well, whoever.
That's actually not good, bro. That's
you guys are getting a European.
No, but it was also Jalen Williams as well. So.
Australian, I guess, huh?
Oh, he might be hit or miss.
Yeah,
I mean Josh Giddey's he's pretty decent.
Yeah, he's drafted decent. Over Franz Wagner.
Yeah,
thank God.
I would have paid good money to see OKC get pick one just for Fleet's reaction. But
yeah, I would have paid money for that not to happen.
back to on the court stuff. Alexa, did you have any? I know you mentioned Denver, Miami.
Well, I think so I was going to say something about Jimmy. So I still think Miami, I'm pretty sure I said this last year on pod as well, or the year before in general. Miami still doesn't have like that elite go-to scorer. Like I've said it before, Jimmy is not that go-to scorer. You saw after round one, we all know round one at this point was just a bunch of bullshit. I don't want to necessarily just take away from it because you got to give him credit for playing that good. He won them the series by doing that. But like a dude that's never even averaged like 25 points per game for a season, averaging 38 points per game against a defense as good as the Bucks. Sorry, that's not normal. That wasn't normal. So,
what's his highest points per game he's ever had?
Not even 20.
Probably like 23, bro.
Yeah. Like, I know he's never been – like, there's more to it than him being a scorer. That's not what makes him the best player that he is.
Bro, literally 23.9. Like, you got it.
Yeah.
And he was playing with an assist merchant in Rondo. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
This is in his Bulls. The last time he averaged that.
Yeah, was that his Bulls days?
Yeah, that was the last time he ever touched 23 points a game.
Wow.
It's just – it's not usual for somebody like that to average 38 points a game. I mean, we haven't even seen anybody average. He literally does the highest scoring series points per game wise since like
Jordan,
something like that. Honestly, yeah,
Jordan.
I think maybe LeBron against the Magic, he averaged almost 40. I think it was like the highest since like 2009, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not. You look at all the people ever who've averaged that many points in a series; they're all time great scorers. Jimmy is not.
Yeah, I think they need like a scoring guard next to Jimmy.
Obviously, the one that comes to mind who said he'd go there if he was available, but I don't even want to say it because none of us want to see Dame go there. But
Garland is not trading there, bro. Like, they don't have the assets. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to get. I mean, obviously they missed Tyler Herro, but and that hurts.
Tyler Herro and a bunch of picks.
No, they don't I'm saying have Miami missing them in the finals.
I think. They could offer swaps, but they don't actually have outright picks.
Yeah, no one's doing that then.
they just gotta pray that they could somehow coerce Kyrie Irving
agreeing to a sign and trade. If I'm Portland and I'm trading there, I'm calling Brooklyn. I'm telling them, give us all the Phoenix picks that you can have. Then.
Yeah.
Because even when they got Jimmy, they didn't even have cap space. They just got Jimmy because
they got Jimmy. They got Jimmy in a sign and trade. because they coerced Elton Brand into doing that.
Yeah, and they got what they give up?
They gave up like Josh Richardson and probably like a second round pick.
Terrible. If Dibs was a, you know, a decent GM, decent.
If Dibs was a good GM, he would be sitting. He would have the Timberwolves would have Jalen Green, Anthony Edwards, who was a top five pick last year. They'd probably have another one from they would be sitting on first round picks from the Rockets, just top five every year.
No, but even then, he didn't. Miami called said we'll give you Bam for Jimmy, and two picks, and he declined that. So, if Dibs was a halfway decent GM. Miami would be cooked right now, but he isn't. So, fortunately for them, they got Jimmy later on anyway. They didn't have to trade for him really. But to be fair, Lexton to Jimmy, he has proven like when the game is cutting down, he has proven that he has reliable ways to score.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the free throw line
last year. Last year through the whole playoffs, he was actually a lot better. Last playoffs, like. I know he didn't have a series like the Bucks, but I mean that Bucks series inflated the hell out of his numbers this year. But he still averaged more last year, and there was last year he went out with two games with an injury, so that kind of deflated his stats too. But he was a lot better last season,
right?
Yeah, his last two games against Boston, he had like 47 and 35, right?
Yeah, something yeah, like and that. He had like a 45-point game versus the Hawks and like a 40-point game versus the Sixers. Like he had four 40-point games last year.
He had a 40-point. Hold on.
When yeah,
he
was 40%. I think they still
had multiple 40s last year. Yeah.
Hold on. This might have been the quietest like 40-point game. Hold on, I'm not even trying to hate. Like I legit do not remember this. And
I think it was on the road watching and they lost the game.
So he had one in game one against Boston last year, right?
Lying.
Oh, that's right. And he had one against Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe lying. That's what... yeah. 40.
Yeah, two versus Boston. He had.
Lol, they lost.
Yeah, they
Wait,
lost.
What the fuck did that happen? Oh, that was a fake Harden game. I see what happened.
Yeah, he had a 45-point game versus the Hawks, one versus the Sixers, and two versus the Celtics. Yeah, so he had four 40-point games last year, including one that game six versus Boston. He had 47. That was a great game. I can't even say much about that. But yeah, he's had moments where he's scored like that. But I think with the Bucks series, it was also a little different because he shot like 45% from three. That was different. Like I don't think he did that last year when those 40-point games.
He was shooting like step backs. Like,
he was sensational against Milwaukee.
This shit was approaching like fake.
Yeah,
and then that's kind of what happens when, as Felice said, a stat was it last time recorded? They had 45% 3-point shooting in the playoffs so far, before the finals.
No, they had 8 in the regular season of games where they shot over 45% from three, and they surpassed that in the playoffs.
Right, they ended up with 9 in the entire run, and you know the reason why they ended up losing is because in the finals they only had, the one game they won is the game they shot 48% from three. Was it in game
2? Yep.
They did it to the Celtics like four times alone, bro. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. When you're relying on unsustained, and it's really, I'm sorry, even Golden State doesn't shoot that good. Prime Golden State, 48% is nuts, you know. So when you're relying on unsustainable shooting and you have not much more reliable methods to score, maybe Jimmy's ankle was really worse than we think. I don't know. And Jimmy was very unaggressive against the team, or he probably could have. I thought he would score high value, to be fair.
Yeah, I did too. He had the opportunity. He just didn't take advantage of it.
So I'm because their defense was good as expected. You can't really hate on their performance defensively. As much as Denver did really cool down significantly as well. Almost uncharacteristically bad. They shot 32%, which is really, really poor. For what they're shooting.
The rebounding issue was also there. I mean,
the size, to be fair, it was,
But even despite Jokic, like they let Christian Brown out rebound them and out hustle them so many
MPJ
times.
MPJ had 14 rebounds yesterday, was it?
Yeah, I've always thought with Bam, like he's like him being your center, he's not a great rebounder, but he wasn't an issue in this series. He actually averaged like 12 rebounds, I think. Yeah. He was rebounding just fine, but he was only
the
one.
Guards on the perimeters because they're trying to run out so fast. And it's like Bruce Brown yesterday, they're down. Denver was down one with 45 seconds. Somebody missed a shot, I don't remember what it was. And then Bruce Brown came and just got the easiest tipping of his life. Fast break. No, it wasn't even a fast break. Just play.
When your players are, your point guard is what, 6'2 on a good day? which is what Gabe Vincent,
Gabe Vincent, or
Lowry. And then your shooting guard is like 6'4". Your small forward is like 6'7", and that's your second tallest player in the lineup. And then your power forward is Caleb Martin, who's what, 6'5", 6'6", something like that.
Yeah.
And your center 6'9". Like, bruh, you're gonna get killed in the glass. Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Size.
You mentioned earlier
one of the weaknesses of playing like zone is you're gonna get out rebounded. Like 100%, you're gonna get out rebounded.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you mentioned Aaron Gordon took advantage of all the mismatches he ended up getting.
Yep, Aaron Gordon did. Jokic obviously did. I mean, that shouldn't be surprising.
I think Christian Brown doing it was the most surprising to me, at least.
Well, he's a good player, so
There was a moment.
I was kind of surprised he was having games where he was shooting like damn near 100%, but I wasn't surprised he played well.
In game 5, he had a possession where it was like Bam and Jimmy were going for the board, and it was mainly because of positioning. Like, I think he had better positioning, but still, he got a board over both of those guys, and it was a crucial bucket too. I think they were down 1 or something like that. That was when Jimmy was kind of finally picking it up, and I think he got like a bucket in between them, but. Yeah, they need to get a center for sure.
The size advantage, the fact Miami's best defense in the playoffs was zone, and the fact that you're facing a team that, quite frankly, doesn't have much troubles picking one apart. The defense that probably found most success against them was what, Minnesota, I think it was. And they didn't play zone once, they just played Jokic straight up. So, but again, not every team has 2 7-footers playing at the same time. Miami doesn't even have 1 on top of that on their roster. To make it even worse, but if you did a decent job, as I mentioned, stopping them. Obviously, some of that was bad shooting. It's fair to Miami as well. They shot worse than not worse than the regular season averages, but in the playoffs, at least they shot way worse than what they've done to reach the finals. But if your best player is gonna sit out here and not be aggressive, miss shots that he was making typically, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. When you're the worst team, your best player gotta kind of like the book series, you know, your best player gotta put up numbers like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To pull off the upset, because Jokic showed up. You know, not like Jokic was having bad games. It was his teammates. If anything, he didn't have a bad game at all. So,
yeah.
You just can't have that. I'm sorry. You just can't have that. At least from Miami side. And then going from here, if they're a smart team, this is just not possible to rerun it. I'm not rerunning it by Miami. Yeah, you could say Harold got hurt, Oladipo got hurt. Which obviously I'm not gonna lie, those are pretty massive losses when it's all said and done. But I still don't think you look at this team and you think, okay, we can contend again. That's asking for a lot, especially
with y'all know how the Heat are, bro. They're just gonna run back like mostly the same team. They really just don't have flexibility to do much.
They don't, which is why you start creating it. I'd give it 1 more year and then move on at that point.
Bro, but they've had their chances to acquire like all-star perimeter like creators, and they've passed on it like twice.
Who would they pass on? I'm trying to think.
They passed on Harden, and they could have traded for Mitchell last year. I mean, they probably wouldn't have gotten it done, but like they didn't even try.
Like Davis was just too pricey. He's outside of that price range. So
and they just don't have their picks.
Yeah, and you have to run it back next year. It's kind of the tough option. You don't have a choice, and then maybe you could pivot off. But
we gotta find a way to dump Lowry's salary, because Gabe Vince is about to be a free agent, and given how he performed in the playoffs, even if it's fake or not, you know teams are gonna want to pay him. So
Max Schuss is a free agent too, isn't he?
They should let him walk.
He's hit or miss.
And they got to still deal with Duncan Robinson's contract, which regardless of how he plays, is still like he's still overpaid.
Yeah. You know, I think they might go like they might be like, you know, we didn't have Tyler Hero, who's like the second best shot creator on the team. And they're going to be like, oh, we didn't have him for our entire playoff run. Let's just run it back. They might go with that.
As your coach said, that's what the untrained eye sees, because these other players literally stepped in and put up numbers he would have on just as much efficiency. So a bit deluded to think
they're
gonna miss him. You have to rerun it next year, as Felice said. They don't have the ability to change much up. But
yeah, they have their picks for the most part. They just can't trade them
because of the rule. Yeah, back-to-back years. Yeah. So.
And even then, it's gonna be hard now. Yeah, stepping rule. And even then, new CBA is gonna make it hard for like teams to have three max contracts.
Impossible virtually. It wouldn't even be. It just can't happen.
Yeah, because bro, if y'all look, the second apron is like $179 million. The Clippers and Warriors gotta like cut some salary.
See why they got
in like the next 2 years
for like nothing. So, Golden State's dynasty is pretty much dead. I think are they re-signing Draymond? I wonder. I'm interested.
Probably not,
but we'll get to that. But how about for Denver side of things? Obviously, Miami. We know.
Yeah, so
we kind of examined that.
I was gonna bring that up going into next year for Denver. So we talked about Miami. Denver's bringing back pretty much everyone. They're not going anywhere anytime
soon. Bruce Brown, I think.
Except Bruce Brown. Felice and I were talking about this morning, actually. Yeah, they could end up losing Bruce Brown, but we were saying Christian Braun is a rookie. He could end up filling those shoes and take Bruce Brown's role. because, yeah. I mean, you look at that game three that Christian Braun had. He basically did what Bruce Brown did in game four. So, like I said, I think he could fill his shoes. They still have Jokic, they still have Murray, they still have MPJ, they still have Gordon. They'll be fine. They'll probably be, to be honest, going into next year right now, the way the West looks, they're probably the favorites right now again.
Yeah, the West doesn't particularly look that good. Hold on. I'm trying to see, is there a way that the Nuggets could get under the tax?
Yeah, if they can bring
oh,
back.
Oh, my God. No, there is not. They gotta,
no, I think they're willing to pay it. They're not over the second one, right? But they can't use the MLE, right? Isn't there like a punishment?
They don't have the full mid-level exception because there are some players on this team making a lot of money. Aaron Gordon, $21 million. Michael Porter Jr., 30. Yeah. KCP's getting like 15. Yeah. Why does Zeke Nagy have a player option for a team option for like $5 million? That is Jesus Christ.
He was getting minutes a lot throughout the season, I remember.
Team option, they're letting that golden. That's actually a team option.
Yeah. But yeah, like realistically, they could only free up like $10 million, and that's not enough to get them under. It might be just enough to get them the full MLE, but I think Bruce Brown is legit gonna get like
$15 million or so.
Yeah, like I think he gets more than the MLE, which is like $12 million if you're not in the tax.
Yeah,
so there's that.
They could end up losing Bruce Brown. But I
think Jeff Green too. I know he plays, he's not really that important.
I mean, he's only making $4.5 million. I'd imagine if he comes back, he'd just take a random pick. Why was Ish Smith making like $5 million a year?
Well, Jeff Green, I was wondering. So he's how old is he? He's mid 30s.
36.
So yeah. He just won a championship. He had open heart surgery 11 years ago. What are the chances that he just retires now that he won a championship?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he might.
I mean, he may like, want to check.
But I mean, they month, could. So. It's not like he was playing some crazy role, bro. Like, he was only really giving them like 15 minutes a night, if that.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, Bruce Brown could be the biggest loss they had, and I think they could more than make up with that with Christian Braun getting better. He's literally a rookie.
And their draft picks, yeah.
So I think regardless, they're going to be fine. But, I mean, yeah, Bruce Brown could be a key piece somewhere else if he does end up leaving. So
they probably made that trade with OKC to find, like, cost-effective ways to try to, like, replace Bruce Brown.
Oh, they did that during the finals. Yeah, that's crazy.
They also
Christ.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers competing for a title, making trades. Like, you got it.
That was funny.
Yeah,
I think also, like, next season, Jamal Murray won't have to deal with, like, kind of the recovery from his injury, too. That's crazy how they won in their first season.
Or MPJ either.
Getting Jamal and MPJ back. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. It didn't take them any time to, like, adjust or something.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, Jokic had some insane narratives last year, the last 2 years losing in the playoffs, the previous two seasons losing to the team that won the conference with the starting lineup that he had. Yeah, I never really understood those narratives, but now everybody's back. And of course, they, you know, reconstructed the roster a little bit with KCP, Bruce Brown. Those were
had a great summer. Yeah.
A huge advantage for your perimeter defenders over Austin Rivers, Campazzo. And
they had what Monte Morris and Austin Rivers as their
Monte Morris,
Composite, Bones Highland. Jesus,
yeah. The upgrade they had as their from their wing defenders was night and day. And I mean, I said it all year, their defense isn't going to be the issue. as big as an issue, at least. I always said, I'm not going to fully say their defense will be good, because I'm not going to lie, I didn't say that, oh, Denver's going to come in and have a top five defense in the playoffs. I didn't say that. I didn't expect that to happen easily, but I did say if they kept playing how they did in the regular season, their defense won't really be an issue. But they exceeded that. They had a great defense in the playoffs and obviously the best offense. So clearly the best team with this the roster.
Best offense isn't surprising, to be fair. But best defense, that the defense they played in the postseason was very, very good. But
very,
in the regular, far from the regular season too, because regular season they were bad defensively.
Like they were in the middle. I think they were like 15. They were in the middle of the pack. And it's funny because they had, in the regular season, they actually were first or second in defensive rating in the clutch. So, like, they always turned up when they had to. So they always showed promise in the regular season for defense. But in the last, like, month of the season, they, you know, they went, like, under 500 and lost some games. They were clearly coasting then, because, you know, they turned it right up game one. Literally came out and beat the Wolves by 30 in game one. So it's like, well, they were obviously coasting for the last month.
Right, that's the funny thing. It's like everybody. I looked at March.
The fucking Rockets. That was hilarious.
Was March fake or was it real for this team? Right, because March was when the bad defense came back, and the weird part was they, to be fair, they were struggling to score, which is kind of surprising.
They finished, I think, 7-10. Right, the last
17
games.
People were really
lost. They lost like 11 of their last like 20 or something.
I think they went. I think they went like 10-12 or something in the last 20 games or so.
And obviously, that's what lost Jokic MVP as well. Is that last?
Yeah, that,
yeah, and he only played one of the last like six games too, because he had a calf strain.
Yeah, Jokic obviously started coasting and not really trying for the MVP. Plus, you know, Kendrick Perkins doing what he said. Jokic might have won MVP if he didn't get hurt and do all that, but who cares, right? He did this.
All right, this means way more to him. Means way more to Denver, his fans.
Well, it didn't look like it last night.
Oh, that guy doesn't care. Yeah.
He looks like he literally looked like he just didn't give a single fuck.
He's not interested in the parade. He said he wants to go home.
He wants to go home, ride some horses, and
I'm telling you, he's not.
Bro, that's crazy. When he retires, you'll literally never hear from him again.
Because him and Kawhi Leonard.
You know,
go on Twitter right now and tweet that right now. You're getting like
50,000 likes. You're guaranteed.
Nah, bro. If I tweet post merger peaks, I'll get like 100,000 for no reason.
I need to do that. Yeah, I need to work on that so I can get a.
He's gonna just show up every 5 years to a Denver game or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see his jersey, his Hall of Fame inductment and things like that. But yeah, he's never gonna be around. Like we said, we never see Tim Duncan again, but we do. He's literally an assistant coach right now.
He coached a game. Yeah, he coached a game.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, one game pop. Did he get ejected or something? I don't know. But yeah, Tim Duncan took over. He coached. So Tim Duncan is still actually around, but yeah, someone like Kawhi, Jokic. But
isn't Tim Duncan American? Like, Jokic should probably just go back to Serbia or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He is American.
Yeah, that's true. He'd just go to Serbia, and you'll just never hear from him. I mean, I'm sure
ride horses.
Maybe you'll ride into the sunset, like public sightings. But yeah, he's not. He's just gonna go back to Serbia with his horses.
Yeah, and then obviously with this new CBA coming, I think teams are gonna try and build like Denver a little bit.
They're gonna try to build organically, and you're gonna see a lot more trades than
you'd imagine. A lot of trades will happen. I mean, for example, I don't want to keep bringing up my team, but the Timberwolves are not this summer, but next summer they'll be forced to trade.
There's a couple teams like hovering around the luxury tax that I don't know why they have so much like salary committed. Like I don't know why the fuck the Knicks have 172 million committed. I don't know how that happened, but
28.
Yeah,
the Hawks have like 170. No wonder they want to blow up the roster.
That
they have 173. How the fuck?
That's crazy. But that's nuggets for an office.
Oh, Butler fucking contract kicks in next year.
Oh, I forgot he signed the extension.
All right, he's gonna go from 37 mil to like 45. And it's gonna go up to like 50 something in a couple of years.
Do y'all think the Nuggets have the best front office right now?
No, just because they lost the guy who built it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fair. I mean,
I thought you don't like Tim Connelly.
Well, I think he made a bad mistake, but I mean, he did build Denver. That's just the facts.
That's true.
They traded for Aaron Gordon. That was a great trade. I forgot what they gave up.
They gave up nothing. They gave up like a fake first round pick and who was it? Who's that bum that they drafted?
That was Tim right there too.
RJ Hampton.
Oh yeah, RJ Hampton. He's from Australia, right?
Awful player. No, I think he played in Australia, but he's not from there.
Oh, okay. But they had that. They had the KCP trade as well, where they fleeced and got rid of Monte and Will Barton. Yeah. And then they signed Bruce Brown. And they stayed patient with Jamal Murray too, because like I think a lot of people, including Jamal Murray, said like they might trade him.
That's what I was gonna, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, that's a thing, bro. Because the only other front office I think that would compare probably is like what, Memphis or something. I can't really think. I would say Bucks, but. Jesus, some of those bench units just terrible.
Yeah, you know,
Jamal Murray, the fucking Sixers.
Jamal Murray, great player. I'm very happy for Jamal Murray. I mean, you guys saw that video of him talking. I don't know if it was the GM or what. How he was like, you know, thank you for not giving up on me. You could have.
There's an owner.
There's an owner. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So pretty happy to see that for Murray. Happy to see MPJ after his injuries, but mostly for me is Jeff Green having his open heart surgery, where they, you know, like that's crazy.
That's a beautiful bounce back. That's a beautiful bounce.
Ish Smith been on like every team in the NBA. If you're not an NBA fan, if Ish Smith hasn't been on your team, I'm not gonna lie.
He hasn't been on mine. He's only 13. Relax, he's not on my team.
He hasn't been on the Timberwolves, the Blazers, the Clippers, or the Rockets.
That's crazy. He hasn't been on any of them.
What? He started his career on the Rockets. What are you talking about?
I was going to say Houston. Okay, I thought he'd been to Houston. Yeah.
I forgot. Okay, that was.
He hasn't been to my team. That's all I know. He hasn't been in my team.
Yeah, he's been.
He was recently with us. He was our starting point guard with Bradley Beal that one year.
Yeah, he cooked us. He cooked us once. I remember for sure.
I think he was just like a random like second round pick or something. Or I don't know, undrafted. I don't think he was like drafted.
Denver, all of them. You could go down the line for Denver's roster. It's just a nice story everywhere.
Yeah.
Even their head coach's story is nice to listen to. So
besides DeAndre Jordan, yeah. Everybody has a
DeAndre Jordan. That's one of the most liked guys in the league.
Never happening.
No, I'm not happy for DeAndre. I was a big fan of DeAndre back in the Clippers days.
That's first team all NBA, DeAndre Jordan. What you mean?
Oh, okay, he didn't deserve that. That was Cat's award and he stole it. So
2017?
There's a year of Cat 26-12 and Jordan made all sign all NBA over him.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the year he made All-NBA first team.
Yeah, it's 2017. That's Cat.
I swear Cat did not make All-NBA that year.
No, he didn't.
That was funny times.
How you have 27-12 and you don't make it? That don't even make no sense.
Bro, it's NBA in 2017. I don't know what you expect.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was good times. That was good times.
No, it wasn't.
That's when Kevin Durant ruined the league.
True.
Respect. That was the last time my team was relevant somewhat, so.
I mean, you know.
I mean, that was back prime LeBron. I mean, that was fun, but
yeah,
the actual outcomes were not.
Yeah, the excitement of basketball, like the parody was at an all-time low.
I'm so glad. This year, it was the most watched postseason in 5 years, and I can see why.
This was definitely the best season, probably all around.
Yeah,
it was 2019.
It's a fun year. Even the finals, as much as there were some blowouts, good basketball was played from the MVP, finals MVP. Denver played good basketball. There's a lot of bad shooting, I'm not going to lie, from both teams. But other than that, I like the basketball that's being played. I thought it was smart basketball for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, an 8 seed made the finals, and there was almost a 0-3 comeback. So I don't think that'll ever happen, to be honest.
Yeah, after that not happening, I don't think it's ever going to happen. That seemed like the most predictable one ever, and it still didn't happen.
Right, yeah, so... you just got to smile at postseason.
It was good. The finals, I know people can say what they want. It wasn't great. There was two good games, so I don't think it was as bad as some people think. But even if you don't think the finals was great, the whole playoffs was.
Hey, the first good playoffs since, like, 2016.
Yeah.
Hot take, I'm taking this year's finals over last year. I know that's a hot take, but
I don't remember any of last year's finals besides exactly. 20-0 runs.
There was no game last season that went down to the last 2 minutes.
The only thing I remember from last year's finals is Jordan Poole going viral.
Last year, NBA finals, did you know every game ended with a double-digit win?
Oh, really? I actually don't even remember it being like that.
Bro, last year's playoffs was one of the worst I've seen in a fucking finals.
playoffs.
That Timberwolves Grizzlies series will go down in history, man. That,
bro, it's not even that. Like, oh, yeah. Literally every other game was a blowout. Like, it had the most blowouts in NBA history.
The Wolves Grizzlies was literally, unironically, probably the best series last season.
Yeah, I think the Warriors and the Grizzlies would have been if Ja stayed healthy. But
that's true. Yeah. Because Ja
was cooking. Those games are close, except for the one where Memphis beat them by like 57. The other
game. Ja averaged 36.
Oh yeah, and then they started playing Whoop That Trick. That is an iconic video.
Yeah, that listen, last fall season had too much like brain dead moments. That was.
This might be the funniest game NBA seven. Season ever.
Game 7.
If we're being real.
Oh no, this year was enjoyable. This year, as an NBA fan and be disappointed. We got a first time champions on top of the year we had. You can't complain about this season.
Last year's finals wasn't very good. Listen, this is coming from me. You're not going to find many haters bigger than me of Curry, but he was the only entertainment from last year's finals. He went off. You got to respect that he was great. That was the only entertaining thing about the finals last year. And I got to say, that game 4 was pretty fun to watch because of how good he played. But Tatum just ruined that series for me. It was just
– Yeah, he was injured and he was terrible, yeah. He had, like, the worst finishing series, like, ever. Not exaggerating.
It was up there. That was how bad it was, yeah.
It was up there.
That game 4 was, like – It was close, but Steph just took over the last 2 minutes. Yeah. So it was like not even close at the end.
Yeah, I mean, but that was the only game I really enjoyed watching. And that was just because you see an all-time great performance, you do kind of have to tip your hat. So
that's crazy coming from
this. This finals, I liked it, bro. This is a good chess match.
I enjoyed game 2 and 5. I really enjoyed it. And game 1 wasn't bad either. That was only an 11-point win. That was pretty entertaining.
Game 1, it was a blow, and then Miami cut it down. Significant.
Oh, is that what it was? I'm thinking of game 3 and 4. They pulled away,
and then game 3, game 4 was very close.
Game 4 was fucking hilarious. Bruce Brown legit cooked them.
Yeah,
Bruce Brown and Aaron Gordon had like 20 points in the third quarter or something.
Oh man,
it was a good
Bruce Brown.
Two good coaches went out. There were war generals out there, man. That was a good.
Bro, the Eastern Conference should be fucking embarrassed. Like, how the fuck did they let the Heat make the finals? Like, I'm truly astonished at this shit.
Was
the level of coaching in the East this bad? Like, my God.
Yeah, they had Mazzulla, Doc Rivers.
Fuck Doc Rivers. Mike, oh, my God.
Budenholzer. Who
is the coach? Budenholzer is excused this postseason.
I wouldn't say he's a good coach, anyways, but yeah.
You have
J.B. Bickerstaff.
Budenholzer, as much as I've said shit about him, he's not, like, as terrible as some people think he is. Like, there's far worse coaches. But
okay, I'm not blaming him for that timeout. People keep wanting to blame him for the time. Drew Holiday and Giannis been in this league too long to not.
I'm not
know
talking about the timeout. I'm just saying he's not really that good of a coach.
So
when they won the title, he was like kind of on the hot seat.
Bro, they won in spite of him. He was playing drop coverage on KD. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the only thing I will give him credit for is he was pretty good in the finals. Like, he actually did outcoach Monty, but that's just
because hard.
Yeah, in the playoffs, Monty is just. Pretty questionable last.
Bro, the Eastern Conference, like, the level of coaching is just awful, bro. Like, you have Mazzulla, you have Doc, you have Budenholzer, JB Bickerstaff sucks. Who else? Who's the next head coach? Thibodeau sucks. Jack Vaughn is one of the worst coaches in the fucking playoffs. Quinn Snyder, I would say Quinn Snyder is good, but he's just working with a bunch of.
He got 2 on the Celtics. I was expecting a sweep.
Yeah, I was expecting a sweep, so I'll say he's a good coach. Spo is good. The Raptors don't even have a good coach anymore. Billy Donovan sucks. Rick Carlisle sucks. I can't tell you who the Wizards coach is.
No, Wes Unseld. He's terrible.
I seriously couldn't tell you who the Magic coach is.
Jamal Mosley or something like that.
Yeah. I don't. I'm sure
he's solid, but
not a real person. I'm sure he's a good dude. Steve Clifford, one of the worst coaches in the NBA. And now the Pistons have Monty. So there's, like, what, 3 good coaches in the fucking East, bro? Maybe 4?
Dude, Monty got paid a lot. Damn.
For no reason. They had to overpay because they're not an attractive spot.
Yeah. I mean, like, overall for, like, how he's going to be as a coach, I like it. The young team like that, I think it's going to go well. But, like, that contract.
He's going to
shoot. That contract's insane. $100 million?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's ready to compete very soon. I don't know if they're going to swing a trade relatively soon, but That shows me a team that wants to make playoffs.
Suns hired Frank Vogel with the team that I don't know if they're going to get a bunch of defenders. So
yeah, I don't know, that was a weird
one. I mean, Suns fans can coerce themselves all they want to thinking Ayton is going to get them some pieces, but he's not. And then Chris Paul is about to get waived. So there's that.
Man, I remember the Pistons really wanted DeAndre Ayton last year. I'm so glad they didn't get him.
Fun. He said Pacers, right? Pacers?
The Pacers literally signed him.
Pistons or Pistons?
Oh, Pistons.
The Pistons did want him, though.
I was thinking about the Pistons.
Like, not trolling. They actually did want him.
Yeah, they did. They did. But it was the Pacers who signed him to the money.
I would take Jalen Duren over DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Dude, no, seriously, that's one of the biggest bullets a team has ever dodged. The freaking Pacers.
Bro, there's a bunch of centers in the NBA I'd take over Ayton. Sengun not being one of them.
Oh, my God. You stole my question.
Respect Sengun.
I'm good.
We're getting a 2010-7 season from him next year.
Yeah, the team will win 25 games.
2010-7.
Hey, are you taking Yusuf Nurkic over him?
Over who?
DeAndre Ayton.
Oh,
that is a trash off.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Yusuf Nurkic before the hand injury, you know, yeah. But...
Yeah, before the injury, yeah, he was really
considering age. Yeah, I'll probably just take it. I'll probably just take my chances.
But don't ask me that dumbass question, though. Damn.
Oh my God.
What question?
I was just gonna say I'd rather just not watch the sport than have either of those guys.
I mean, I'm just saying you're getting Siakam, so.
That's true. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So you know, Siakam.
Is Simon's going to Toronto then? Like, what's going on over there?
It'll probably be Simon.
Bro, I was thinking, Brad. Like, there's no way a team is trading pick three for fucking Siakam, right?
Dude, yeah, I mean, we can literally get
Portland Siakam doesn't have a choice. Bro. If they want to contend with Dame,
bro,
the best
player available, Siakam. If I was Portland, bro, I would just trade Dame. I'm just being real.
I would. That's what I said too.
But I'm not letting Scoot Henderson rot behind fucking Dame because Dame is like a top 10 player in the NBA. Like, that would just be fucking asinine.
Is Charlotte passing on Scoot?
Probably. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but you know the draft motherfuckers be lying. You know they're gonna say draft order is gonna be 1-2-3, and then it's not 1-2-3.
Are you speaking from experience?
My thing is right. What's interesting to me is the Pelicans are trying very hard to get 2 or 3
to trade up. Yeah, so that was weird.
Zion or Ingram have to be gone because they don't have anything else.
Probably Zion. Listen, they clearly like Scoot Henderson a lot.
That's crazy.
Trading Zion is crazy.
Bro, LaMelo Ball is not good enough for fucking Charlotte to just be thinking about this decision. Like, it should be a no-brainer. Like,
so you think it's Zion, that's why. That's what's going to make him do it.
But it's not even just that. He can work with Scoot Henderson. Like, they're a good fit together. Like, I just don't get it.
What do you mean? Are you saying Zion?
Oh, I'm talking about Scoot and LaMelo.
No, but I'm saying I'm going to be honest with you. If a team calls and says, give you Zion for school, I'm instantly making the trade with no hesitation.
Yeah, I would take that.
And if I'm Charlotte, I could also get bad contracts off the books because Zion is worth a lot of money. So
I mean, I'm pretty sure they have some cap. I lied.
I'm throwing Terry Rozier, and Gordon Hayward and stuff. So I'm throwing
Gordon some Hayward's on a contract year. So
he's on an expiring deal, though. It's not like terrible.
Yeah, so like I'll move Gordon Hayward for Zion and pick 3. But that's I just don't see it. I'm not going to lie. I'll be shocked if Pelicans move.
But why do they want Brandon Miller over fucking Scoot when, first of all, aren't they trying to sign Miles Bridges anyways?
Ugh.
Makes no sense.
They're trying to sign Bridges anyways. And they're probably going to re-sign PJ Washington. So now you have three forwards.
I saw their owner said it was like he wants to draft more for fit. Positional fit than
idiot. When has fit player over talent ever worked in that meeting?
Michael Jordan said that.
No,
it's not their owner.
It was the GM, I think. I forgot who it was.
He already sold the team that
Mitch Kupchak.
I think it was him. Yeah, I saw it was a video.
Bro, he's an idiot, bro.
Drafting for fit when you're picked 2 in one of the worst teams.
Bro,
one of the
legit. When has fit over talent in the NBA ever worked?
Never.
Yeah,
Warriors did that, and look.
LeBron and D Wade, not a good fit. Not a good fit. Wasn't a good fit. Talent. I mean, they 4 straight finals, 2 championships.
I think the CP3 wouldn't work. They said Harden CP3 wouldn't work.
James Wiseman over LaMelo, I think, was the big.
Bro, I knew Wiseman wasn't that good before the draft. Like, people were just
Yeah, the Warriors should pick LaMelo. Clay is not that guy for you to pass on LaMelo.
Funny thing is, Clay was injured, so he came in. He's not even by if he was that guy or not. He wasn't even playing.
Yeah. Man, they got so lucky they won the ring. Because that decision was really hard.
Bro, the Warriors made a bunch of terrible draft decisions and won a ring anyways. Like, they got it.
It's because all the good draft decisions they made 10 years ago.
Literally, that's
Bob Myers.
Is those great
this man talking about decade. Bob Myers again. Oh, my God.
Bro, saying Bob Myers is praising him when he literally made the same decisions you just clowned.
Yo, yeah. The last podcast, this man went on a Bob Myers appreciation session.
Well, he won four rings, so I don't know. He's a good gem to really me.
It's funny because everybody's all happy when the Warriors got rid of him, and they're going to hate on all the picks he made, but like, okay, he still made you the dynasty you are, so what can you say?
Bro, they're probably going to get some new GM who's like aggressive and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's an attractive job.
That's interesting that the Pelicans are trying that hard. Weird for me when they're
yeah, look, bro.
Honestly, bro, like their team isn't that bad, but it's not good enough to contend either. That CJ McCollum contract is fucking awful.
Oh, we won that trade.
And Portland,
I was control for that.
Portland's also another team where it's like, bro, pick three, the best available players. Siakam,
I'm picking Scoop, bro. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like if I'm Portland, I'm.
I would just trade Dame, honestly.
I would too. I want Scoop.
Scoop is what? Scoot's the best point guard prospect the last 10 years, in my opinion. Like,
he's the best since Fultz. So that was only like
five years. Fultz. I always forget about Fultz.
That's only like 6 years ago, though.
Yeah. So he's the second best since
it's been 6 years.
John Wall.
Yeah.
That was 2009, 2010.
2010.
Yeah. So yeah, LaMelo. Fultz and Scoot are the best guard prospects since Wall, I think.
I would love to see him and Sharp though. Like, I feel like that'd be
rebuild. I love Sharp and I love his ceiling. Like, I'd get rid of I like Simon. He's a great player, but I would keep Sharp over him because I think he has a higher ceiling. And
so, who do you guys think you guys are aiming for with this third pick? Because I only realistically see Siakam. What are the options out there?
Seen some people float the Paul George shit, but I just don't see that happening. And that would be asinine. That would be fucking asinine if the Blazers did that.
Hope it does. Yeah. Hope it happens.
Of course,
Jalen comes in here and says, "Hey, what's that?"
Bro, that would be some insane, asinine shit if that was that.
And you know, if you got traded while
the Blazers should do us a favor and trade down to four. It ain't that much of a difference, man. I promise you, it's not.
And that's what you said with the Jets trading down.
No, bro, I was mad when they did that. What are you talking about?
Oh, were you? I was thinking of someone else then. But
so we know next week is going to be a very interesting draft trade night because Brian Windhorst. I'm gonna trust him after last year. You know, he went on national TV and moved the mass.
Brian Windhorst is like the only reporter and Shams. I just don't trust that dirty fucking Polish fraud.
Adrian. Damn.
He stinks. He is a awful reporter.
Just cooked Woj. What's that
bro,
about?
Bro, he stinks, bro. He fell off, bro. He's not the same anymore.
Oh, Christ.
Is it because he said Jabari Smith was going to OKC?
It's not even that. He's just lied about shit for like a year and a half now.
Man,
go ahead, listen.
I want to trade Dame. I want to trade Dame, rebuild around Scoot. But, I mean, I do have to say, it will be interesting to see what kind of team we can build around Dame. It's just, I don't want to do it because I don't think we'll win a championship. But I do think that we could build a team that's, competing in the West. Like, we could make the Western Conference Finals if we got a good team with Siakam or something, you know. We'd probably just lose to Dame.
Sacramento kind of thing if you trade for another star. Like
that. Yeah, right. Like, I do think we could contend in the playoffs and win a series, maybe even two. But I would rather just rebuild with Scoot. So, yeah.
I'm sure Dame obviously has a say in what star he may want to come over.
Right,
I think we're going to see a lot of draft day trades.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because Brian Renner said 3, 4, 5, and 10 are all available.
I don't know about 4, but that might just be
I'm just going off what he said. That might just it be, could be fake. Face. But, I mean, I'm sure if Harden's coming back, maybe Houston decides, let's get
him. Well, that's not happening.
Okay, so, Felice, you know, every time you say something's not going to happen, I'm just saying, when Felice says something's not going to happen, it does. So I'm going to assume it will.
He's to Aaron Rodgers.
Don't worry.
And that happened. So
don't worry, Omar. I have top secret sources.
Dog, okay.
he got flexed some jersey.
Did your top secret source tell you about career to the Twins?
Who?
Did your top secret source tell you about career to the Twins?
Well, he probably don't watch baseball, so it's that.
I'm just saying. My sources seem to be locked in a little bit more than yours.
Yeah, that was just trolling that came to life.
That's crazy. But okay, well, one question for you guys. I wanna lock in to the finals one last time to wrap it up. What do you think was the biggest flaw for both teams? Let's go, because I'm sure Denver had their issues in this series.
I mean, if
nothing killed them.
No, yeah, nothing that killed them. But I guess for Denver, it'd have to be MPJ, somebody who's such a good shooter and shot maker. He shot like 12 for
20 or something. Yeah.
I mean, I do have to say, in the last two games, he did come alive, even though his shooting wasn't good. He was like cutting
to the rim. He was getting to the rim and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting to the rim. And he was rebounding. I mean, he's suddenly a really good rebounder.
Didn't he have like 13 rebounds yesterday?
Yeah, I think he had like a dozen.
Something like that.
So he played pretty good in the last two games, but overall, his shot wasn't falling. And if his shot was falling, these games all are blowouts.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter in the end. Biggest flaw, yeah. Jimmy. That's all I'm going to say.
Biggest flaw for Miami, not having perimeter shot creation. And Jimmy, yeah. I really should have just cooked him this entire time, but I'm not going to do that.
You missed a prime chance.
Honestly, I've already done enough of that, to be honest.
Yeah. I honestly think Denver trolled for a lot of
they really did
because even that game five that just happened, like in the beginning of the game, Jokic had like one shot attempt or something, and I think he only had two fouls, and I think Mike Malone treated like he had like four.
He had like three or four fouls. That was dumb.
Bro, Jokic was semi trolling too. I remember one time he got the ball they were playing zone and he got at the elbow, and he literally turned around. Mind you, you just throw up some bullshit floater, probably going in. He fucking passed the ball to someone like that was in the dunker spot, and then he got it back and just laid it up. And I'm like, you got it, bro.
Funny guy.
Cannot wait to see the parade, how he's going to be.
Oh, that is going to be hilarious. Look, he was showing a little bit more emotion in the locker room when I think he was drunk. So I think he is still really happy. He's just a funny guy.
Jalen, what would you say?
What was the question again?
Either side. You could pick one team. The major flaw of the series. You could pick Denver or Miami.
The major flaw?
The biggest flaw. I don't want to say major because I don't want to say Denver
flaw?
Probably had a major
flaw. Well, the biggest flaw for Miami obviously was Jimmy Butler shitting his pants. But it's also, you know, regression to the mean. Obviously, Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson were all not going to shoot like they did in the Celtics series, like they did in the Celtics series. But, I mean, I guess it was just like – Just lack of inspiration. Like when you see your best player, well, your best player in quotes, was supposed to be your best player and leader, playing like shit, not being aggressive, not doing the things that he's supposed to do as a leader. It's really demoralizing because he's obviously the only player on the team other than Bam that has any skill outside of one like set thing. Most of them are just shooters. Some of them can shoot and defend a little bit, but
some of them just shoot and cut and bullshit like that.
Yeah, most of them are very one-dimensional in their game. So when you see the player that's supposed to be a lockdown defender, a hella efficient scorer, shit like that, what the media props him out to be, when you see him having to go after every game and be like, yeah, we're not worried. We're down 3-1, but we're not worried. We're going to do what we got to do. And he goes on the court and lays an egg. It's very demoralizing. So I think that lack of inspiration and regression to the mean for Miami is the biggest flaw. And I think the biggest flaw for Denver was the refs. The refs really did try to keep Miami in
game five. Was some egregious.
It was bad both ways, I think.
No, bad. Not in the down the stretch of that game five, bro. That
game
that
five, they were game trying. Five, it.
It was bad.
They were
that
trying.
Jimmy Butler call was pretty bad. I think he kicked out on Aaron Gordon.
He kicked out. Then the Nuggets weren't really getting any foul calls in their favor, and they could have gotten a couple.
Yeah.
There was a game. I forgot which one it was, but I thought they were holding Miami a little bit. I forgot which one it was, though.
Actually, it was four.
Might have been some good refs then. Damn.
Yeah. Don't worry. It was not Scott Foster, please. Relax.
Well, yeah. I don't know why you said that name like I care.
Oh man.
He there did he well, ref the finals? I don't even know if
he he ref one game
three
at least.
Or four, one of those two.
It's surprising he's still in the fucking league.
I do want to say appreciate you guys all for the wonderful season. This is technically our, even though we'll literally be back in like 6 days, it is the last episode of this season.
I mean, the draft isn't until like the 20-something, 22nd, right?
It's in 9 days.
It's literally next Thursday, so.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, I was the only one who believed in the Nuggets preseason. Just saying.
That's cap.
Just saying.
I have a screenshot.
I remember vividly, y'all were like, their defense won't, you know, they're going to.
He said he has a screenshot.
I said it all.
I have a screenshot.
No, except for Lexan. I don't think Lexan was on the
I didn't
spot.
Believe in the Nuggets.
I don't even think I was serious when I said this, by the way.
I don't
That's
have a
part.
Belief in the Nuggets. I literally did not believe in the Nuggets one bit.
I sent a screenshot of I quote like tweeted something. I quote tweeted something where someone asked, who do you think is a dark horse contender and why? And I said the Nuggets. And I promise you, I probably wasn't serious when I said that, but it counts.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't count anymore based off your words.
I had the Nuggets.
It does now.
As the first and second seed. So, but I still have the Nuggets up there. Like, I believe they're in the offense. I didn't think their defense would be this good in the playoffs, but.
I probably had them as like a top three seed before the season too.
Yeah, so. You didn't believe in them like me. Right?
The Nuggets would be the one seed. I mean, I'm kind of predictable.
The Nuggets,
I think I did. I had somebody else.
Where's my preseason prediction at? I had it written down somewhere. I'm pretty sure I had the Nuggets at four.
Damn.
Because I had the Clippers at two.
Don't ask me where I had the Nuggets.
No. My bad. I'm sorry. I had the Nuggets at two.
Okay. Somebody had the Timberwolves at one. We'll name who.
Well, I don't know who that was. Good God, he was an idiot.
I had them three, but
I had the Nuggets at three.
I had them at one. I thought I had them
at one because they have players that take the regular season seriously and don't miss games.
I had Denver. I'm not gonna lie, I had them at six.
Me too. So. My bad.
Jesus Christ. One and two is fuck, bro. Round one and two is hilarious. Borderline playing teams.
I did have him at six.
Six is insane, bro. What the hell is
insane? No, but I did mention during my predictions, I said I wouldn't be shocked if the AC won at all this year. So I do get safety for that.
Okay.
No safety.
Yeah.
I did say that, though. And Denver was six, so they met the criteria that if they won, I wouldn't be surprised.
Bro, I got some of these, like, seedings, like, on the dot.
I got my West was really good.
No,
bro, I picked Nets 6 seed before the season even started. I mean, that's just a cook.
Oh,
I got the Celtics 2 seed, Cavs 4 seed. I got that.
That's good. That's actually really good. Milwaukee 1, I'm guessing then.
Yeah, I got Spurs, Rockets 14-15 on the dot. I'm trying to see. Damn, I was not high on the Kings.
The one team that exceeded for me was a team that I still had like fifth or sixth or sixth. Well, but it was the Grizzlies. Like, I thought that the injury would have
affected. I had them seventh, bro. Like, I had the Grizzlies shitted seven. On them.
I had the Mavs. No, I had the Mavs. I had the Mavs in the playoffs.
I had the Mavs at six. Oh, brother.
I had the Mavs eight. I was close. I had
them
eight
as well.
Knicks at 11. This is bad.
Do y'all remember we were cooking the Grizzlies? We were saying like they had like a mediocre offseason and they weren't doing all that.
Wasn't that a year ago though?
Yeah, that was last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year where I grilled the fuck out of them.
When Ja gets suspended, I'll make the same damn prediction. No one's stopping me.
Nah, I probably had them seven because like they didn't really do shit in the offseason. But they didn't do anything bad or anything like good. It was just like.
Well, I just thought it was the Jaren injury. I thought Jaren was going to miss way more time.
Yeah, I thought he was going to waste way more fucking time than he did. He came back like 2 months before he was supposed to.
Yeah.
So then they said he was supposed to be out to like January. Motherfucker was playing in November. I'm like, you got it.
Yeah. So that if I could have predicted that, I would have had the top five at least. But I got to say, them getting second was what did exceed my expectation. I didn't think.
I think the Kings are definitely a team I was wrong about. I didn't even like
I had them 11th, bro.
He was a coach of the year.
Yeah, I clowned Mike Brown like crazy. I think we all did. I didn't clown Mike Brown.
Not me.
I didn't clown him. I just didn't think the Kings would be good.
I said Mike Brown was the best thing they could have done.
Oh, shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even. Don't even look at my predictions. That was actually so bad. It shouldn't be looked at ever again.
Yeah, you had the Timberwolves at one. I just need to know what you were cooking.
I mean, you had them at four, didn't you?
Exactly. I had them at five. That's not egregious.
Five or six, I remember.
I brought to be fair. To be fair, Kitty Cat missed 52 games. So.
Well, yeah, you can't predict injuries.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if we were, you know, in my heart, if we were healthy all year, you know, maybe. Next year, we'll see. I will not have number one next year. Maybe I will.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
positive.
We'll see in 2 months from now if I have the same feelings about them. I do want to sign off the year just by saying this. All year, you Jimmy Butler Miami fans, you guys thought you were the shit.
This is a great way to close out the season.
You're clowning me and my team. You're clowning Cat. You're clowning my franchise player. Jimmy is a winner. And me and Jimmy have the same amount of rings, a big old fat zero. All he did is reduce his vacation time.
I'm clapping. This is motivation.
All he did is reduce his vacation time, ladies and gentlemen. He said he doesn't care about his Hall of Fame thing. Well, guess what? He's not going to be there.
That is corny. That was corny as fuck.
So I'm just saying. All I got to say is Jimmy Butler's fans, today the biggest L is to you. And they're like a hive mind, no intelligence to be found, just a hive mind. They go out. I'm pretty sure all of them probably don't want to bring it up. They're probably all Andrew Tate supporters. They seem like it, you know, of the yeah, he's a winner, blah blah. You know what? You know, a guy like Jokic who don't say shit just dunked on Jimmy Butler. So all I gotta say is hold your L in peace. Cat and Jimmy have the exact same.
I'm clipping this.
And I will enjoy this summer. Yesterday was my NBA championship, and I celebrated with the Serbians because Jimmy Butler is not a champion.
We celebrate with the Serbians. We riding horses with Serbians.
Door to it. That's what we do, police. We celebrate.
We're riding horses with the Serbians.
You said, why is that?
I said, I saw Timberwolves doing the same thing. Do not say that on Twitter. They're going to cook you.
Listen, I do not care who's cooking me. I ended up being right.
Jimmy, they're going to show up Jimmy Butler's Heat playoff wins versus the Timberwolves all-time playoff.
And guess what? What did it lead to?
Timberwolves can just show they got the same amount of wins versus the Nuggets.
Thank you. There you go, Lexan. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we push agendas.
All I can say, personally, all I can say is, Jimmy Butler's dad is a white man. Don't ever compare him to Michael Jordan again. I don't want to hear any of that.
Well, the Jordan shit was just so disgusting. Like,
his dad left him. His dad is not Michael Jordan.
Bro, this motherfucker would have a game where he goes like 5 of 11 or some shit like that, or 5 of 12. They're like, oh, he's Jordan's disciple. Because he scored like some random like clutch basket. Like, listen, come on.
I have nothing against Jimmy the player, but his fans deserve this.
Why the fuck do you think the Sixers didn't re-sign him in the first place? Like, it was fucking terrible in 2019.
The Jimmy discourse gave me brain damage these last 2 months. Yeah. And sport is safe. I personally will enjoy. You know what? I may actually fly to Serbia in July, maybe, you know, and see what I can. If I wanted to, I can, but I may now, you know, celebrate with some of the locals. Tell them I'm a Jokic fan. That's gonna go over well.
Tell you to leave their country.
You're gonna ask where are their finest horses?
Exactly. Where's their finest horses? There you go. Let's go. Hey, what a way to end the NBA year once again. I win against Butler fans, and that's all I gotta say.
He said, "I win."
I'm 2-0 against him right now, and hopefully, I don't have to see another finals anyway.
I'm 3-0 against him.
You see,
you only 5.
I'm 3-0 against him.
I'm 2-0 against Jimmy fans. You know, I gotta think. Who was it? The first? I gotta think.
Actually, Michael, I lied. LeBron. 2018 counts. I'm 4-0 against him.
What about 2020?
Just remember that.
Yeah, LeBron, my goat, LeBron. That's a big win for me. That's when LeBron actually, believe it or not, it wasn't 2016 when LeBron became my goal. It was 2020, believe it or not. That's when he truly became.
Omar, I just remembered. I'm 4-0 against him because of 2018.
Look, God is good. That's all I got to say.
Man, this man, Feliz, man. Unbelievable guy.
Me and Feliz got a combined 6-0 record against Jimmy.
Let's go.
So, hey, next year when they don't make the playoffs, that's it. That's it. That's all
Bro,
I need.
If they pull this facade again, I literally will question if basketball is a real sport.
This was okay, good for basketball.
They'll just get owned again by Jokic. Yeah, it's okay.
All right, Azad. You know, you keep saying that's good for basketball.
I hope this shit doesn't happen again now that the East actually has one good coach that's not named fucking Spoelstra. I'd hope this shit doesn't happen again. But if it does, oh my God, bro.
Who would be the who would be the other coach?
Nick Nurse.
Not act like Nick Nurse is a fucking good coach?
But he was already in the East, though.
He was on the fucking Raptors.
Okay.
He's on the Sixers. They're not doing that.
Well, I mean, don't worry. We're going to send over Chris Finch next year, and that's going to be the third good coach in the East. y'all can have that going for you. And Azar keeps Snyder gassing on Miami. You know why you keep gassing on Miami, Azar?
I'm not gassing on Miami. I'm just saying.
Because you said this was good for basketball. The finals. Because you know why. You know why. We know why. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Why?
I appreciate
why is that?
You know why.
Simple as that.
We know why.
Fuck. I'm
just saying, if I was a Wizards fan, I wake up every morning, I wouldn't be interested in the sport, because what the hell is there to look forward to? If I was you, I'll pick up a new sport like hockey or something and enjoy that shit, because your team has nothing to look forward to.
We could go on a 40-minute long podcast. I could be flaming you, but since we're at the end, I'll let you have your little moment.
Flaming who? You're 0 for like 10 against me publicly. Yeah.
Omar said he's going to be flaming you on draft night too. That's crazy.
Bro, you know, Johnny Davis. Remember Johnny Davis?
I'll see y'all on Tuesday. This man said Johnny Davis. I'm out.
Good thing the draft isn't on Tuesday.
I'll see you guys. Yeah. I mean, depends. If there's a big trade, we'll see you guys earlier.
That's true.
Paul George is traded to the Portland Trail Blazers.
Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody.
For pick three, Embiid is traded to the Blazers for pick three. What the fuck?
You got it, bro.
Oh, Bill is going.
Zion Williamson is a Portland Trail Blazer.
What the hell? Carl Anthony Towns is a Clipper.
What? Whoa.
What the hell? Kyle Lowry traded to the Rockets.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jalen's last day on the pod officially. That statement.
Hey.
So you get no backlash for saying that Bam isn't better than Rudy Gobert?
I'm not backtracking.
But you get no backlash for that?
Hey, look, I don't deserve backlash because I'm still right. He's not.
Hey, look, man. I'm the Rudy fan here. I'm the biggest Rudy fan here. I do have to admit Bam's probably better at this point.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're not big enough of a fan, Lexton. The French don't like you no more.
I stuck with them all year, by the way. I stuck with them all year.
Yep. Don't ask what Omar was saying about Rudy Gobert throughout the NBA season.
This man, it's the same thing with him and Kirk Cousins. He has a lovely relationship.
All I got to say is if Kirk Cousins, even though it's irrelevant, if Kirk Cousins wins the Super Bowl, the 180 you individuals will do on him will be historical. That's all I got.
Good thing we don't have to worry about that. So.
I mean, how much Super Bowl Rodgers got in his 15 years? And
hey, listen.
We got two Rodgers.
You could have cooked Rodgers before. It's over for you now.
Oh, you think I'm done? You think I'm done?
Rodgers.
I got my bodyguard. Yes, sir.
You think Felice. I'm done, Felice? We in Bills Mafia now. It don't stop.
You sicken me.
What the?
That's disgusting. Nah, this is a new low.
Felice, we got to tag you.
It's a new low for me. You know who your quarterback is?
Hey,
you're a Super Bowl winner.
Stop it.
A two-time Super Bowl winner.
Two-time? That's got to be the fakest thing. You mean one time? Where is the second one coming from? You know who runs that? You know who runs that conference? You know who runs that conference? Exactly.
You got a plan for him. Joe Burrow has a plan for me.
Yeah, when he eliminates your team in round one, he do.
Well, we won't be playing them, so I don't know how that works.
All I gotta say is, Azad, listen, we'll see you in September, and I'll see you September next for the NFL season. But next week, when your team drafts some prospect we never heard of that's not that good,
Casey Wallace will is a wizard.
Add you, and we will. I know that ain't happening. That's all Casey I have. Casey
Wallace
say.
Or Cam Whitmore.
Hold on, I gotta find the worst prospect in the lottery.
We know who they're
just taking. Say like Imani Bates.
Imani Bates, that's literally what I was about to say.
I said lottery, not undrafted.
Well,
Washington, undrafted. Washington picking him up.
That's what I'm saying.
That draft workout.
I promise you, you'll enjoy Nick Smith Jr. I promise you.
he worked on a Bradley Beal's AAU camp. So,
all right, bro.
I would not be surprised.
Perfect fit.
The bro said Bradley Beal's AAU camp, like anybody knew that. Thank you for the unneeded info, Azad.
There's less
I'm
people.
I'm just saying that's the most Wizards pick ever if we drafted him.
This year, I just have to pronounce as we close out this year's podcast, Azar was 0 for 10 against me publicly in
that
predictions.
That literally did not happen. But okay.
And I also want to make a formal invitation. Shannon Sharp, you are invited to take Azar's spot on the show.
All right.
I will be there no matter
what. I'm just giving him an invitation. If you like Shannon Sharp, I am also a LeBron fan, so we'll get right along. And you could take Azar's spot. Trust me. You can just have it. And
I ain't letting that happen. I ain't letting him do that. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. I mean, what's the difference between you and him when it comes to ball knowledge?
Come on, man. What's the difference? There's a major difference.
Yeah, Shannon's in a different stratosphere.
Yeah, that's right, Jalen.
Shannon Sharp does not. He's not him. Skip Bayless carries that show.
What?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Got it.
All right. That's just too far, ladies and gentlemen. What a terrible way to end the episode. I apologize to you all.
Enjoy Nick Smith Jr.
Hey, I got one more thing to say.
What's up?
Reggie Jackson is an NBA champion.
Okay.
Crickets. I'm out.
We'll see you guys. Oh, he actually left. We'll see you guys next season, which is officially in like 5 days. All right. Peace out, everybody.